you, Lord. God, help us today to keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, we know that there's a purpose, God, that we have been created for. It's to love you and serve you and to live for you. And so, Lord, just help us to be able to do that, God, in a mighty way, in a strong way. God, help us to be strong and courageous. And Lord, that we can just not just lean on you. We can receive strength and power and peace and wisdom and joy and whatever else we need from your presence, your power, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, Corey was talking about how, you know, he didn't have a word. And, you know, we've been doing it for a lot of years, 50 years. It isn't always hard, you know. You can always use something. There's always things to say. But, you know, one of the things that we always want to do is share what God wants us to share, what the body needs. You know, that's what we got to share last Sunday when we were at the church. They got a new pastor. It's a friend, good guy. Young man, but he's a good kid. And, you know, a lot of churches, I just told the church, you finally made a good choice. I said, you know, when you're just getting a pastor to come in, what happens is this stranger comes into the church and he's got his own vision and his own direction, and suddenly here he is, you know, and it takes months and sometimes years for that guy to actually fit into that congregation. And I said, the best is when you raise up people in-house. I said, your shepherd knows your sheep. He grew up here. He loves the Lord with all his heart. He wants to see you do good. I said, I really believe you made a good choice. And, you know, he's got a real heart for God, him and his wife, and got a few young ones there. And so, you know, think about it. We need to pray for a lot of the churches that the Word of God goes out. And, you know, as we were, you know, we had a word for today. And a couple of days back, the Lord just started kind of changing some things, because every day, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people were texting or whatever, calling, and everybody's got these things going on, whether it's sickness or, you know, they got cancer, four-stage cancer, you name it, just trial after trial for the people that are really trying to do good. You know, it's going good, and people are doing good, and yet all of a sudden all these things are starting to happen. And so the Lord began to just kind of speak to my heart a little bit for the next couple of days, and I really believe that he gave a good word for today. So many are going through it. And, you know, it kind of hit me as we were there, where do we find faith? Where do you find faith? And it's a good thing to think about, and I think, you know, the Lord wants us to find faith. Nothing is impossible with faith. And so he wants us to be able to find that faith. And so, you know, it's kind of important, but one of the first things, you know, that I want to say is that in Romans 12 and 3, and you don't have to go there, but he said, to each is given a measure of faith. So, you know, everybody already has a measure of faith. And that measure of faith, God is saying, is enough if you use it. If you don't, you know, like I said, if you're in the presence of God, worshiping God, and suddenly somebody says something, and there you go, or the devil does something, or something happens, and there you go, you know, then the enemy has such an easy ability to steal. You know, I mean, I feel like there's darkness all around, but this little light kind of keep it. But I want to tell you, we can shine bright enough to be a beacon of light, to be a lighthouse, to put it out so that even others aren't in danger. And God wants us to be able to come to these places to be strong, like I said. And so today we want to share a few things about faith. And as I was reading, I want to read in Hebrews. We're going to spend a little bit of time in Hebrews, but there's a couple other scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. As I was reading about faith, you know, what it is and all these things, and I just thought about it as I read this one. It says, by faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. I thought, man, here we got, you know, where do you find faith? I want to tell you something. You know, we just, You know, I'm going to put a few on the spot, maybe a little bit, Mike, you know. You know, how many know that Milo, he just, you know, Milo did really good for 2 years, and he just had an accident, almost killed himself, was in a coma, all these things in there. But it was just a couple of days that he started to struggle a little bit, and he did something wrong. And I really believe that you know, Mike here, God had a call on his life. He's got a call. He had a little hiccup. And here you got Rahab. She's a sex worker, and she's in the hall of faith. She's in the great hall of faith, up there with all the rest of them. So where do you find faith? I mean, you know, faith, you know, sometimes we're looking in the wrong place. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care if you've made some mistakes. It doesn't take away to each has been given a measure of faith. And so we got to find that faith. We got to hang on to it. We got to let that faith begin to grow when these circumstances begin to come so that we can honestly find a way to beat them or find our way through them. Amen? Without having to suddenly wake up from a coma, you know. I believe that Milo, we've been communicating with Milo. I don't believe he's going to go there again. Mike, he's going to get that we're going to find faith just like Rahab the harlot. Mike, he's going to get on track. He ain't going off track anymore. That's it. I found what God wants me to do. I'm going to pursue the things of God. And, you know, you think about it. Rahab, a sex worker, is in with the greatest of the people in the Bible of faith. So what does that mean? God's not a respecter of persons. So here we are. I don't care who you are. You got some great potential and possibility. You know, we look a little bit farther, and we see some more things that, you know, faith in times of tragedy. Now, we got some other things that are going on in some people's lives. And, you know, God wants us to have faith. He wants us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. He says he wants us. He says that he doesn't want us to carry the load. He bore our grief. He bore our sorrow. He bore these things. And sometimes it's really hard to give it up because our mind keeps going there. And yet God wants us to be able to do these things. You know, I mean, we got a call from Brian, and there was some things going on with his grandson and you know, in the hospital, and all of a sudden in the hospital, he has a seizure. And I'll tell you what, me and Janet, we just start praying. I'll tell you what, I felt God do something right there at that particular moment. I said, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just got on our face before the Lord, and I really felt God did something. And then it wasn't more than a few hours later, he's okay. He's good. That's how he's doing today. He's good. God is doing some things. And so, you know, we think about faith in a time of tragedy. You know, it's not a shelter when you want to think about it. It doesn't shelter us from difficulties. You understand? Difficulties are going to come. And so faith, when things begin to happen, we can't let it steal our faith. It's going to play with our mind a little bit, no doubt about it. But it's not a place where you can go hide from difficulties. It's a place where you fight difficulties. It's a place where you grab a hold of the things of God to conquer and overcome difficulties, whatever they might be. And so God is talking about these things as being very, very possible. And so, you know, to believe in the face of all that contradicts what we see. You know, he shared a story, you know, on Wednesday night. It was a good night, Wednesday night. That little kid that didn't have any bones. And God just, kid walked out immediately. Never knew how to walk, never walked, but suddenly not only got bones, but walked out, and the whole place got saved. God had a purpose. And so you think about some of these things that it contradicts what we see. You know, I'll tell you what, most people wouldn't even want to pray with that. They wouldn't even put themselves out on a limb on that. And yet God, he specializes in hard cases. He does, doesn't he? He does. I don't know about you, but he wants us to begin to realize that faith is found in peculiar places. A lot of times in people that, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes we get in trouble and the first thing we do is, well, Pastor, I want to tell you something. There ain't anything Pastor has that you don't have. No superstars other than Jesus Christ. And so God wants us to grab a hold of these things. And we see in Ephesians 3:20, you want to put that up there. He says this, God is able. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond what? All we ask or think, according to the power that works where? Within us. God talks about the Holy Spirit. He talks about these things. He talks about standing on the Word of God. And so it's really important that in the midst of things, we're not trying to hide from trouble, but that we're trying to grab a hold of faith. And sometimes faith is in the waiting. That's difficult, isn't it? But it didn't change God or God's answer. You see, that's, you know, the mind is a crazy place. And I don't know about you, mine is. It can just go off in an instant. And yet God wants us to be able to put our trust in him and to live according to what he has said and the purpose that he's given us. And he talks about doing able to do all these things beyond. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says this. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now, faith is found in peculiar places. When we say that, he is saying that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So what is the enemy? You know, doubt has been around since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, there has been doubt. I mean, you're right in the garden. Did God really say you can't eat that? Oh. It's been there forever. You know, and it doesn't matter whether it pops into your mind. Just don't hang on to it. Give it to God. God, I'm waiting on you. You know, you're the one in charge of this thing. This circumstance, this situation, I believe that nothing can come against me that God doesn't let it happen. And yet greater is he that is in us. And so God begins to teach us to stand in these things of God. Without God, it's impossible to please him. And he says he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And I'll tell you what, seeking him isn't just, you know, it isn't just talking to him when things are going wrong. Seeking God is a place that God wants us to be able to abide and to be. That next verse in verse 7, you know, we talk about faith. And we see, by faith, Noah being warned by God about the things not yet seen. In reverence, prepared an ark for the salvation of his household by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is in accordance to faith. Well, I want to tell you something. That's a story. I don't even want to get into that because we've preached that message before. But this guy is out in the desert building an ark. And it was 100 years that he's building this ark. And he was the greatest laughing stock of the community. You talk about faith. You talk about finding faith in a hard place, in a weird place. God, why would, you know, I mean, that's the way. God, why? I don't know how many people have ever come to me. God, why, you know? And he didn't stay there. He just, you know, he by faith got a warning from God. See, God does that, doesn't he? I don't know about you. He warned you before you ever did it, right? And now you say, God, you don't have to warn me anymore. I'm doing it. You see, God, he took this warning and he began to act upon what God said. He started building this ark. And then during that time, and like I said, I don't want to go into that message, but I can imagine, you know, I mean, they're laughing at this guy for 100 years. hey, it really floats well, you know. I mean, he's a laughing stock, but all of a sudden, starts to rain. And they're still not worried about it. But, you know, I used to preach at the end there, you know, here it is. You know, now the door closes and the water's starting to come up and they're still not too worried, you know. But now it's starting to come up. Beating on the door, all wanting to get in. Noah, it's your Uncle Joe. Open the door, man. Noah can't. You understand that the door is shut. And God talks about that door. It's going to be shut one day. But, you know, it's amazing what these people did to get into that Hall of Fame. They did some serious stuff. They believed God in the midst of a lot of things that were going on. I mean, can you imagine that? That's why it kind of hits me. You see all these mighty men of God, and yet you got Rahab there, a sex worker. You found the same faith in the Hall of Faith. You know, I mean, that means, God, that I can get there. I can believe God. Faith is not something that's too far away from me, as long as I don't push it away with this thing up here. As I begin to hold on to what God has said and make His word a reality. So, it talks about this ark made a salvation for his household. I don't know about you, what you want, but I want to see all my family, all my kids get saved. Not only that, but the church of God. And you know, and he condemned the world. And he became an heir of righteousness. Man, we're the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who we are. That's who we can be. That's what God says. And, you know, we think about it, you know. So in struggles and difficulty, where do we find faith? Where is faith? It is there, but you gotta. It does something to grab a hold of it. You can't just try to touch it or try to hide from a problem. You gotta grab a hold of faith. You gotta think about it. You gotta embrace faith a little bit. It has a little bit of action to it. Moses, in verse 23, it goes on down there. In verse 23, and when Moses was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and that they were not afraid of the king's decree. So I'll tell you what, half the people in the world today are afraid to be a Christian because it's not popular anymore. Man, these guys, I'm telling you what, if you didn't do what they said, they were going to kill you. And they weren't afraid. They hid him. What did they get? Well, they got exactly what they hid him for. Their faith saved them. Their actions, they made a basket and they floated them in. And not only did they do that, she got to be the caretaker. I don't know about you. God's ways are definitely higher than my ways. Why, when I get in trouble, can't I believe that? Why, when something happens, can't I believe that God has come up with an answer and that answer is good enough for me? We see some things there that they weren't afraid. And you know, I don't know what about you, but that hit me a little bit here that it says, you know, we seen that movie Courageous, and that's what he says. He says, take courage, be strong. And it took actions. It wasn't just a, well, will you pray for me? 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 It took actions. They had to have some actions of what happened. They made a basket. They did something. Maybe, you know, I mean, you know, definitely when something was happening, Brian, everybody, get somebody to pray with you. Two or more are gathered in my name, there it shall be. And I mean, that's important to grab a hold of the right things. But it's important that you do some. That you get on your knees, that you believe God, that you go lay hands on, that you go and anoint with oil, that you go and cast out the powers of hell. You know, everybody in this place, if you've got Jesus living in your life and you got the Holy Spirit, you got the right to cast out demons. You got the right to speak in the name of Jesus. You can do these things. Greater things shall you do than what he did. And people have such a hard time. Well, you know, I'm going through difficulties, God. Yeah. So was Noah. But everybody got saved. Everybody got saved. They got on this place. And so, you know, Moses, you know, it says, in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he is grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, all of a sudden, you know, isn't it something how, you know, God didn't call us to be the world. He saved us out of the world, not to look like the world and act like the world and partake of the world. He said, you're no longer of the world. We live in it, and we eat, and we love everybody in it, got no problems trying to help people. We don't condemn anybody that's in sin or in trouble, but we're not of the world. And so what happens, you know, I don't know about you, but way back in years ago, that all of a sudden you got everybody trying to, you know, my niece, all these guys, you know, they're up in the worship, and next thing you know, I mean, it looked like a street band. It looked like a rock band. It looked like, you know, they all got these gloves with their fingers sticking out, and they're all doing these things. And I'm trying to tell them, you don't have to look like the world to minister to people. You have to have the love of Jesus. You have to have an anointing of God. You have to say, in the name of Jesus, brother, God loves you. Stop. Listen. And I'll tell you what, those words can go down. You don't have to be, and next thing you know, I want to tell you, they got themselves in trouble. They're all having sex. They're doing this. They're doing that because they can't overcome the world. And so, you know, I mean, he said, I'm no longer of the world. I'm not part of this. He separated himself onto something different that, you know, I mean, I can come and I can live and I can be, and I, like I said, but I'm not of the world. Oh, man, let's go out and have a good time. Well, what's your good time? I can have a good time right here, man. You know, I don't need to go out there and carry on through the night and get crazy and do things that is only gonna give me trouble. Goes on. It says in verse 25, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. I want to tell you something. Moses could have had anything he wanted. Moses could have said, I want 6 women right now, and I want to have some good food, and we're going to get down with some wine. I mean, he could have had anything he wanted, anytime he wanted. He was Moses. But he chose. He had an action there? He wanted God more than? Yes. He would rather have ill treatment with the people of God than the passing pleasures of sin. Uh-oh. Pastor, don't go there. No. He went there. He went through there. And he found faith. I want to tell you, he was a character, just like all of us, a little bit of character in there. But God used that character to save a nation. And so, you know, we're talking about the Hall of Faith. We're, you know, peculiar places to find faith. Now, I tell you what, Mom and these guys made this basket, and now it went from them into the hands of Moses himself. And see, now Moses has to take and decide, what are you going to do, Mike? What are you going to do? And so he decided, and I tell you what, it was a good decision. God used him. He got to lead the people in a good direction. And so we see that it goes on, verse 26, considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he was looking to the reward. That's what it says. He's passing through this life. There's something, you know, I don't know about you, we are but a vapor in eternity. And God wants us not to just, you know, I mean, we got some of these, who sold his birthright, a soul for a quick fix meal. He doesn't want you to sell out for some quick little thing. He wants you to take and begin to consider that life is eternity. And if you can focus on that, you're going to begin to learn to win, that it isn't just for the moment that you got to have some momentary pleasure. But God wants you to begin to see the real picture. And so he begins to go on a little bit. I want to talk about what can faith do? You know, God wants us, you know, we talk about faith and how faith is an action and how it's found in these crazy places. But then I come to a place, what can faith do as I'm reading these things? And then you get to verse 30. In verse 30 there it says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. So what did God tell them to do? I mean, here you got Jericho. You got to understand, and I'm not going to get into history as good as Paul, but you got the city of Jericho that is the most fortified city probably there was. And from what I understood, what I've been told, that they said that 3 chariots could run abreast on the walls. That's how thick the walls are. And then they got all these people in this city. You know what I'm saying? And so God began to tell them to do something. See, this is what faith does. You know, what can faith do? Well, faith listens to God. You know, that's what I just had somebody that's struggling said, I don't know why I've done this and I've done that, but it just seems like I don't get there. Well, I said, no, you done this, you done that, but what you didn't do is you didn't listen. You didn't listen. And when you didn't listen, you did this, and this did that. And if you would listen, you see, God told the people to do something, didn't he? He said, for 6 days, I want you to march around that city once. And on the 7th day, I want you to march around it 7 times. You remember the story, right? So here you got this wall. And then here, see, God told them something that was really powerful in faith. Really help your faith. This one here. In Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10, put that one up. But Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you shout, then you shall shout. I want to tell you something. These guys were having a real struggle. I'd have a real struggle. I'm a big mouth. So you gotta get the picture. They're marching around the city. And God said, you can't talk. Because if they would have talked, they would have destroyed everything. I mean, they're marching around. Can you imagine what's up on them walls? Big pots of boiling oil. Man, your mind would say, man, if I get close to that wall, they're going to pour. Oh, whoa, that wouldn't even feel good. That'd kill you. If I got close enough to get the oil, but I don't even know if I get close. Look, all them guys with them bow and arrows and all these other crazy things they got up there. They're fortified. And so God said, shut your lips, buddy. Don't say anything, because the only thing you would have to say is nothing but doubt and fear. So don't say anything. And so they didn't. They didn't say a word. And so on that 7th day, when he said, they blew the trumpets and said, shout, what happened? Them walls fell down. And it said flat, to where they didn't stub their foot. It came down. I'm telling you, that'd be hard to keep your mouth shut, right? But I tell you, sometimes God is asking us to keep our mouth shut. That's what builds faith. Well, you know, I feel so bad. And well, I know you feel bad. I know it hurts. But trust God. Don't stay there. Don't stay in the feeling bad. Stay in the grabbing a hold and being strong and courageous in the things of God. What God said he can do. What God said he can do. And take it right to the bitter end. God has promised us these things. So God told them these things. And so, you know, it's really important. Then let your voice be heard. You know, this is time. There's a time where God wants your voice to be heard. But not as you're looking around trying to figure things out. As you're focused on what God said faith is. Then let your voice be heard. And then things begin to happen. And so, you know, we see these things. So I come to this point. Does God tell us what to do? Huh? I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not really sure. Well, you're not sure, but if you keep looking a little bit more, you're going to be sure. If you open up your ears, God is going to say something that he wants you to grab a hold of. Don't neglect it. God is going to give you direction out and through everything in our life. He promised. He promised us victory. You know, just like, well, I tell you, like I said, man, when I was looking at Steve, he looked like warmed over death. Man, he was one of the worst looking guys I ever seen. I had to not look. No. Go for it. Amen. That's good. That's good. God's asking us to do some things, and as you begin to look just a little bit, you know, here you got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, and they're in this hall of faith. And it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they were living in a world where everything was just perfect. Everybody was jealous of these guys. You know, and so, you know, and they love God, and they were living in a place where they didn't serve God, and yet they were high in this place, and yet, you know, they made this decree, and what did they say? We will not bow our knee. And said, whoa, man, heat up that oven 7 times. Well, if that's what we got to do is go into that oven, let's go. And if God saves us, he saves us. And even if he don't save us, we will not bow. Man, that's some courage. That's courage in the face of the enemy. And what happened? The fourth one showed up in that fire. Not even smoke was on them. That's Steve. Manson, the killer. You might want to put that down. That's scary, you know. At least block off that first picture. Thank you, God. God is able, amen. He is able. Where do you find faith? You know, I mean, it is in some pretty weird places. God doesn't use always the ones you think he's going to use. And what he really wants to do is he wants to use you. You know, he wants to, you know, we ain't going to go back and be written in the Hall of Fame, but we are going to be having a place in the kingdom of God. Daniel's the one that everybody was jealous of him. And it seemed like everybody around him was putting him down. You ever feel like people are putting you down? And what happened? He got thrown in that lion's den, and God shut the mouth of them lions. And pretty soon it got to the place where he was elevated and his enemies were destroyed. God's going to destroy our enemies. He's going to destroy sickness, whatever else, fear, all these different things. God's going to wipe it all out, believe me. And we will live with him forever. But there's things to hang on to, and there's things that we can, I mean, Noah saved his family. Because he obeyed God. He heard God's voice and prepared. You know, there's things that God is asking us to do. And in doing them things, we begin to see God moving on and on and on. Now, here's another one in Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. I don't know about you. How many wouldn't mind just going to be with Jesus? And he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Wow. I don't know about you, but I think what God wants us to do is just to love him. He knows we're not perfect, but he wants us to love him. And he wants us to do things in our life that please him. That's what, you know, I mean, a lot of times we get in trouble because most of what we do is living totally for ourselves. And as we live for ourselves, how many know that God, he's got all these things prepared for those who love him? Things that you haven't even thought about, you know, things that you long for. He's already got it, and he'll give it to you as you begin to love him. But as we begin to say, well, God, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be the director of this life. Well, I'll tell you what, you're in trouble. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. He does. And God keeps us in a good place. He keeps us in a good place. But as you begin to see these, all things are possible to him who believes. That's what the Bible says. All things are possible. And we can go on and we can talk about it's possible to change through faith. You know, it's possible to get healing by faith. You understand? If you need that, it's not only possible, it's very practical. Wisdom for tomorrow we can find by faith. You know, I thought about it. By faith, we can even learn how to wait. Ooh, but we can wait. We can learn how to wait on God. We can begin to get involved in other things as we're waiting. We can, by faith, learn how not to lose heart. You know, you think about what can faith do. By faith, there is no condemnation. But I fell, and I fell, and I've hurt my family, and I've done this, and I've done that. I mean, you go to the, you know, the recovery meetings, and that's all you hear is all this here stuff, and you hear very little about the victories of what God can do. God wants to transform us, not just keep us in the same place. He wants to cause us to get to the place where we don't keep no condemnation. Faith can make it where you don't condemn yourself anymore because God forgave you. And if God forgave you, it's done. You know, he just goes on and on. I can go on and say, and it shall be. You know, I don't know about you, but God says, it shall be. There's a lot of shall be's God wants to do in us and through us. And those things of faith, you know, we can go on and on and on and on and on and tell you all kinds more things. But, you know, in Hebrews 11:1, it says this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Assurance is something of being sure. Faith is the assurance, not, you know, you can be sure that faith can do it. It's not a maybe anymore. Faith is what, it says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. All these people, they didn't see it, but they got it because they walked it out. And it goes on, you know, it talks about how, you know, for by it the men of old gained approval, it says. For by faith we understand that the world was prepared by the word of God. He said, let there be light. There was light, the land and the water separated. And we just see these things. It says, so that which is seen was made out of things which are not, which were not, things that were made out of things that we haven't seen. They weren't visible. So what faith can do is it can bring in the unseen things that we need within our life. And so I don't know about you, but God wants us to trust him. He's saying that you might be going through some hard times. You might have had some little things there, and God isn't going to. He's saying don't hide in them. He's saying walk through them. Grab a hold of the things of God and believe God and speak the things you need to speak, not in fear, but in courage. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, we ain't going to bow. Throw us. I'm not going to work. God is going to do this. I'm going to commit this thing to the Lord, and God is going to do it. He's going to bring it about. Faith brings things to pass. That's what I got to believe that. Again, in Hebrews 11:6, it says this, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is able, He is willing. He does love us. You know? And it says that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So in the midst of things, what does God want us to do? Seek him. To love him. Wait on him. Cast our cares upon him. You know, there's so much that I cannot do. And yet God, he can do. So keeping the faith isn't just thinking about it. In other words, See, faith, if it's still just kept in custody in your mind, it isn't faith anymore. It ain't finished. Faith isn't finished until it's walked out in a direction that the Word of God is telling you to go. When you hear the Word of God and whatever's going on, then we need to take some steps of faith, and God begins to work it out. It's amazing what the Lord can do. You know, he's able. And I don't know, I came to this conclusion that in his name, I have, Harley has the right to receive what Jesus Christ died for. You have the right to receive what Jesus Christ died for. What did he die for? Find out. What can you do by faith? Man, I can transform things by the power of God. I believe that. I believe that when we send out, we don't need to send out weaklings. We need to send out people that will say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. If you're struggling, cast it upon the Lord. Go out, go do what God is telling you to do. Almost done. Psalms 124 and verse 8 says this. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. This is in the Psalms. This is Old Testament. Our help is in the name of the Lord. What's the name of the Lord? Jesus Christ, the name that's above every name. Our help is in the name of Jesus. When we begin to realize what he's given, I've given you my name, in my name you shall. And he tells us all these things that we can do in his name. And so then, you know, I believe that in that very statement in the Old Testament, they made it very clear what they were seeking. They were seeking the Lord, the name of the Lord. They were seeking God. And I'll tell you, if we as individuals can seek God beyond our circumstances, we will find God's answer. Hebrews 11:14 says this, for those who say such things make it clear that they are not seeking a country of their own. In addition, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, he said, we're no longer of this world. They would have had opportunity to return. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have the ability to backslide. We do. That's because that's where our will and our choice would be. But he says, but as it is, they desired a better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Man, what was he talking about? He is our God and we shall be his people. All Wednesday night, it was good. He went through all, he kept repeating, and God will be our God and we will be his people. He went through all these things. It's just, what does God want? He wants to be our God and he wants us to be his people. And so we're going to be his people. We're going to grab a hold of the things of faith and he says, and therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. He said, but as they desired a better country, a heavenly one, therefore, as we desire that, that's what I'm saying, as we begin to desire that place, that eternity, that place where we're right with God, the righteousness of God in Christ, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. I will do, God is saying. And he has prepared a city for them. I don't know about you. That tells me we win. Amen? That tells me we win. And God is able. You know, last little word I want to say that I felt like God just wanted to say, that don't let your trials turn your direction away from our Father who is above all. Don't let the things in your life turn you away from the Father that's above all. God has made a place for us to be in his presence. And he's given us the ability to have peace in the midst of a storm if we embrace it. I choose peace. I choose to give you this, God, and I just, you got to do something because I can't do it. That's all God wants to hear. You know, as long as we keep doing all these crazy little things, it's still our problem. But I've found it many, many, many times, you know. Learning to walk in faith. Can I tell you one quick story? You know, when I was working 9 hours a day, going to Bible school from 8 to 12, had an hour to go between there to my next job, and you know, it just got to be where, you know, I'm falling asleep by Wednesday in the afternoon in Bible school. I couldn't hardly keep awake. And the Lord just said, well, take a sip of faith. So, not that he didn't want me to work, he did, but he wanted to create something different. So I quit my job, started doing some things and washing windows. You know, I used to be a professional window washer. We'd done a little of everything, whatever you want to say, but, you know. And so I'm out there, and I'm trying to get these jobs. You know, I'm trying to take care of my family and go to Bible school, learn the Word of God. And in this process, we got behind in our bills. And I was feeling really, really bad. Really bad. Almost 3 months back, we were getting pretty seriously in debt. And I'm saying, God, this is an embarrassment. My life isn't even exposing Christianity. I'm not, you know, what's going on? And you know, I heard a voice of God in my heart, not just in my ears, in my heart. Are you worried about it? I said, you better believe I'm worried about it. He said, well, then you haven't given it to me yet. And I just said, how do you do that? And I gave it to him. I said, God, here it is. And I said, I don't know about you. Well, you know, I went out that morning and I handed out my cards. And, you know, you got these new construction things that when you clean windows, it costs more because you got to clean up windowsills. You got to do all these things, get the paint off, you know. And so I gave this guy a quote. I said, this is what I'll do this building for. Man, I got home. He called me. And he said, you want to do that? I said, yeah. And you know, the amazing thing about it is when I came back, he gave me half the money up front. Who does that? Gave me half the money. That was enough to pay our bills. That was enough to pay our bills. But it's just God trying to say, see, if you'll give it to me, I'll take care of it. No matter what it is. No matter how much you fail, no matter what you've done, no matter how weak you might be in the flesh, Jesus already did it. Amen? So let's go out and serve God with a whole heart. Amen? Praise God. Why don't you pray for us?
Father God, we just ask you to look over everybody here today and keep protection over them, and then just open their eyes and ears to follow you, and just to stay humble and then never forget you. In your name, amen.
Amen. Stay humble.
I always give Dad the mic to recap, but I'm going to take it tonight, just or today.